There's an important Tosfos on the bottom of Lamed Gimel, Omed Beis. Tosfos makes a statement, and there are Gemaras in the Bavli and Yerushalmi to back this up, that if a person knows that he's Chayv Knas, there is no Inyan even of a Midas Chasidus that he should pay on his own up until the time that Bezdin makes a Gemar Din. Why is that? If a person knows that he owes money, he doesn't have to wait till, let's say, Chayvo, Mazik, Nisgibento, Alvoy, he doesn't have to wait till Yabed in Torah. He knows that he owes the money, so let him go pay the money. But by Knas is not so. Why? Because we assume Knas is an Onish, and an Onish that's self-imposed is not called an Onish. That's why we have a din that Ein Ola Meis Matzmei Rosha. The whole source of the halacha Ein Ola Meis Matzmei Rosha is from the drasha that Chazal, that the Tanoim had on the Pasuk, Ashe Yashin Elohim Mishalim Shnaim L'Reyehu. Elohim over there is Lashon Chol. If Bezdin will paskin that he's a ganef, then Yishalim Shnaim, then he pays kefil. The Gemara says, Ashe Yashin Elohim Patla Mashiach Es Atzmo. If he's Moedan his own, that he's stolen an oifen of Gneva, if he's stolen an oifen of Gzela, then he's not Chayv Kefil. If he's stolen an oifen of Gneva, then he is Chayv Kefil. So if he admits on his own, then Moed B'Knas is not Chayv. Why? Because Knas is an oinish, and you can only have an oinish if Bezin ascertains that he did something wrong, and he's not there to say on his own that he did something wrong. That's the mock of Ein Ona Meis Matzmei Rosha. We just had a suffix, Rav Soloveitchik had a suffix. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos counts as two separate lavim in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Mishnah Torah counts one lav not to do Malacha B'Shabbos, that's Shomer, two mitzvahs on Shabbos Ocha B'Shomer, and Chumash, and two mitzvahs Midiri HaNeviim, you have Kibud V'Yonik. So Shomer means not to do Malachas. In addition to the lav not to do Malacha, the Rambam counts another lav, the Sevar Reish B'chol Moshe V'Seichem B'Yoyim HaShabbos. The Sevaru Eish Habor is one of the Lamed Tesovus Malachas. So what does he have to count that as a separate pasuk, as a separate lav? So the Gemara asks, why do you need a separate pasuk Habor? The Gemara says, I would have thought that it's permissible to administer Mises Bezin B'Shabbos. Why? Because Mises Bezin is such an important mitzvah, it's more important than Hakrabos Kol HaKarbanos Kulam. Because it says in the Chumash, Mi'im is B'chitik Lachen Olamos. If a person did an aver for which he deserves Mises Bezin, even if he's the only Kohen in the whole Yerushalayim to be Makriv Karbonos, if we're going to give him Mises Bezin, we're not going to be able to be Makriv Karbonos. So the Torah says, Mim is Bechitik Kechen Olamas, that Mises Bezin is more important than Hakrobas Kol HaKarbonos. And some of Hakrobas HaKarbonos Adar HaShabbos, if you have a Korban Shazman HaKavut, Midim HaMasofim, Adar HaShabbos, so this is a Kavachayim. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, it's an A is greater than C. Usually have a Kavachayim, this Kavachayim, Tosfos calls it Yesh B'chal Masayimon, A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. That's called Yesh B'chal Masayimon. Usually Kavachayim is something else. If you have Midin Echad L'chaveiro, that if Shem B'regel, B'chatzran Nizik, pays Nizik Shalom, even though B'shus Rabim, you don't pay at all, it's a Karen, which is Chai B'shus Rabim, you certainly have to pay Nezik Shalom B'chatzran Nizik. So usually Kavachayim means Midin Echad L'chaveiro, I say, if this din is more chomer than that, and the kula dika din has a chumra, so the chumra dika din certainly has chumra. Or if the chumra dika din has a kula, so the kula dika din certainly has the kula. So usually that's a kabachayim midin echad l'chaveiro. Once in a while you have this kind of kabachayim. Tosfos writes in Yevamos, this is stronger. Kabachayim of Yesh B'chal Masayimona is stronger than the other kind, stronger than a kabachayim midin echad l'chaveiro. So here the Gemara says that Mises Bezin is Mohammed and Hakrabas Kol HaKarbanos Kulam Mim Bizbechiti Kechen Olamos. And Hakrabas Tamidim Musafim is Deicha Shabbos, A is greater than B, B is greater than C. There should be Mutter to administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos. So the Pasuk tells me, the Sevar Eish Bechol Moshe Vasechem has the connotation of Moshe Bezin. Even Bezin is not permitted to administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham is bothered. Magen Avraham Hilchos Shabbos is bothered with the Kasha and the Rambam. Still, why does he count this as a separate lav? I would have made a mistake in Havamina based on the Kal V'chaim of Yesh B'chalal Masai Mane that Mrs. Bezin should be Derech Shabbos. Kamash Mon on the Pasuk. It is not Derech Shabbos. Not Derech Shabbos. It's an Isa Malacha. So it falls under the category of Shamar. Shamar goes on all Alam Atah Sovas Malachas. Why does the Rambam count it as a separate lav? So there's a famous answer. a lot of Achreinim have this. Rav Soloveitchik saw it in Avnei Nezer when he was a young boy in Europe. He used to look on Avnei Nezer. Then he forgot where he saw it. But this idea says in Avnei Nezer, several Achreinim have this, that the Rambam holds that it's a separate Iser. If the Beznam will administer Mises Beznam on Shabbos, the Kavachim is correct, there won't be Mechalei Shabbos. It's a separate Iser. Shalom la'anish b'Shabbos. And even if you put a person in Cherem on Shabbos, that's an Einish. So the Achreinim say that's also according to the Rambam. It's not that the Pasuk is Megala, that the Kavachim is not correct, and you're left with the Malacha of Havarim. Or shochet netilas neshama, not administer mises bezin. No, it's a separate issue. Shalom lahanish b'shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik, you got a suffix within this prohibition. Shalom lahanish b'shabbos. What about if the bezin will force the fella to pay a knas on Shabbos? There's a din midrabbanan. You're not allowed to pay any debts. A parei achoy b'shabbos is a gzeir shema yichtov. That's why we don't permit pidyon haben on Shabbos. That's mikra din. The svarim right, the achrenim right, mikra din. It's mutter to do pidyon haben on Shabbos. Don't do with money. Don't do with cash. Is mukta. Give pidyon haben. You can give shavu kesef. Give something else. So the Truma Sadeshin writes a psachumra not to do pidyon haben when Yom Lamed Aleph falls out on Shabbos. You don't do pidyon haben to Shabbos, and he says the reason why is because. You're not allowed to do piron achol b'shabbos. We know that it's not really accurate because let's say I owe the bank $100,000, then I come, I want to pay back the debt, I pay them with a matana manas lahachzir. So they can only keep the money if they give it back. So they say, we don't accept that's not a piron. You give me a matana manas lahachzir, that's not called a piron. Piron means I pay you back the money, that it's yours. Just like you lend me the money, I can use it, so I can pay back the money, you can keep it. So how come the Gemara says that Pidyon HaBen, Mikir Adin, you can fulfill Pidyon HaBen by giving Matana Manos Lahachzir, the two girsas in the Gemara, whether it's not right, it's improper to do it, or it's even proper to do it. Maybe it's a violation of the Pasuk in Novi, Shichatan Bris HaLevi. Maybe it's a bizoyan to the Matan's Kuhuna, that it should give the Matan's Kuhuna to the Kohen of Matana Manos Lahachzir. The two girsas in the Gemara, whether it's improper or not. But if you did it, if you gave Pidyon HaBen, Matana Manos Lahachzir, Yoytze, so it's clear that the pidyon haben is not a piron achov. It can't be a piron achov if he can be yotze with a matana manos lahachzir. So we are machmer like that we don't do pidyon haben on Shabbos because the Truma Sadesh and Agazakta and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it that it's along the lines like piron achov. So you're not allowed to be parecho b'Shabbos. But let's say on the level of the Raisa, is there anything wrong with the bezin forcing the person to pay the knas on Shabbos? So they should get a suffix. Just like the Achreinim say that to put somebody in Cherem could be a violation of this din deraisa of l'sevar reish shalola ha'anish b'Shabbos, not to do an einish. But there's a difference. Misa in Malkus and Cherem is an einish aguf. Cherem is a curse, the fellow should drop dead. And when you mata the Cherem, it's like a tchias ha'mesim. When you make a Cherem, it's like you make him a gavrek tilo. And when he dies, the children don't observe avelis because like harugei bezin, it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's like harugei bezin. So Rav Soloveitchik had a suffix that paying knas is not an oinish aguf, it's an oinish mamon. So maybe that's not included in the lav of lo sevar reish. Maybe the lav only goes on oinish aguf, but it's clear that it is an oinish. It is an oinish, and a self-imposed oinish is not called an oinish. So only the bezin can impose the oinish. Once the bezin paskens that you have to pay the knas, you don't have to have a tug of war. He doesn't have to fight with them and resist giving the money, and they should pull back and forth till they extract the money from him. Once they pass him that he's chayv to pay, so he can make out a check and give the money for the knas. He doesn't have to resist. It doesn't have to be mamish bal korchoi, but it has to be an oinish that's mi bachutz. It has to be beznan ascertains on their own, not based on haidos bal din kemeidim dami. Beznan has to ascertain on their own that he did something improper. Ashi ashin alehin. Beznan ascertains that there was some kind of a risha. Either he was mazik, or let's say the shor tam was mazik. So it's Palganiska Mamaino, so he wouldn't be believed on his own. So Bezna has to ascertain based on Edim, Patla Mashiach Satzmo. And then Bezna has to give up Psach. So to pay on his own is not even Midas Chassidus. The Gemara is like that. Both in Babli and in Yerushalmi. There's Agoras Hagra in the next Perik, where he quotes the Yerushalmi is like that. Then there's Agoras Hagra in Bava Kama and Perik Meruba like that. But Tosa says it over here, yeah.
Why would the Rambam understand that Pasuk that way, as an independent line?
What's his source? Where does it say? So that's what years ago there used to be a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Mendel Kasha. He did the work on the Torah Shlema, and he put out a book before he did all the Torah Shlema. He put out a book, HaRambam HaMechilta DeRashbi. So he has a lot of Rambams, which he claims are based on a Mechilta that we don't really have, that's missing. Mechilta Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. So this is there is a source of Mechilta Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. That pasuk doesn't just megala that the Kal V'Chaim is incorrect. No, the Kal V'Chaim is correct. It's a separate issue. That's one of his, he has a lot on that. HaRambam HaMechilta DeRashbi, that's a separate sefer. He has pages and pages on this Rambam. That's the main essay that he has. He has other essays also. That's the main chiddush that he discovered, yeah.
What about Malkus? Is it connected to Misa? So it would also be Pashut that Beisin wouldn't be allowed to give Malkus? That it would be a violation of this?
I think the Rambam says explicitly, yeah, they're not allowed to. But some Achrayim say, yeah, it's a Rambam l'shitosa, because when you give Malkus, he's probably going to bleed. And when he bleeds, it's a malacha of, if he cause bleeding, it's a malacha of sorts. It's a question, what Hotzua has done, what malacha is it? So the Rambam claims that it's a malacha of dosh, like squeezing out the grape juice from a grape. So the Rambam says malacha of dosh. But it's ain't svircha the gufa, no one's going to use the blood when you squeeze out. When you squeeze out the grapes and you get the wine, you're going to drink the wine, that's a malacha tzvich l'gufa. When you give malchus and the guy's going to bleed, it's a malacha shen tzvich l'gufa. So the Magar Avraham says, yeah, but the Rambam l'shitasa holds that malacha shen tzvich l'gufa is their eyes.
What about pili karka? He doesn't hold that.
Right, he holds that behemoth is their eyes. Mm-hmm. Holds that animals are called gedula karka. It's disha be gedula karka. He holds that ain't disha be gedula karka just to the exclusion of fish. But it doesn't exclude animals, because animals eat fruits and vegetables, so it doesn't exclude human beings either. That's questionable, because this kind of dish is only a told of dosh, it's not the real dosh, so it could be that the Rambam holds like told us, he do need tzvicha v'gufa. That we discussed that when we learned Gemara Shabbos, that along the Kevus HaMishnah. Kevus HaMishnah has an essay that goes, one sentence that goes 10 pages, so that's the upshot of what he writes there. Now the other Gedolim said the same thing, that the Rambam is masking that by Toldis you do have to have Tzvicha L'guf. Anyway, but this is the Chiddush of Tosfos. Tosfos writes that by Knas, there isn't even a Midas Chasidus that he should pay on his own, like by Malkus. A person knows that he deserves Malkus, but there were no witnesses, so he's going to give himself Malkus. It doesn't make any sense. Malkus is an Einish that has to be administered by the Bezn. Good. Then we had a Gemara, a fantastic Gemara, on Lamed Vav Amen Aleph. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Mishlei, Psach Picha Lo Ilen. Simple pshat in the pasuk is, if a person is standing online in a bank, and he needs something, and he stutters and he stammers and he doesn't know how to talk, and you know what he wants, so you should help him. You should explain to the cashier, to the one who's working in the bank. Why not? You have to help people out. Psach Picha Lo Ilen. Ilim does know how to talk, so help him out. That's the simple pshat in the pasuk. So Gemara says, based on that pasuk, we have an institution of Tainina. If you have a din Torah, and one of the baladinim involved in the Torah is either a lakeach, he bought the field from someone else, and now we're coming to take away the field from him because the murad, and he was mishabed this karka, and the lakeach does not know anything about the whole story. So lakeach does not the Taina parua, does not know anything about the whole halva story. Well, let's say the loiva died and the malva comes to the Yerushim to collect. The Yerushim weren't there in the beginning of the story. The story began 50 years ago. They weren't even born at that time. So the din is, Bezin advances a taina for the Yerushim and for the lekuchas. That's based on this pasuk, Psach Picha Le'ilim. So this is a big machlekes in Achrayim, the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch. When Bezin advances a taina for the Yisayim and for the lekuchas, is that considered a Tainas Bari or is that considered a Tainas Shema? How in the world can it possibly be a Tainas Bari? Bezin doesn't know anything about what they're talking about. They're just guessing. So how can anybody say that it's a Tainas Bari? The Pashtus is that the maximum, it's a Chiddush, even that it's a Tainas Shema. Pashtus Pshat Tainas Shema means, I say, I lent you $1,000, you never paid back, give me the money. You say, I'm not sure. I remember we were talking about it. We kept on talking, you kept on postponing. I don't remember the maisa if I actually borrowed the money or not. I remember there was a discussion, and I don't remember what the maskana was. Did you actually lend me the money or not? So that's a taina shema. But Dezen just says, maybe the father paid the money back. They have no raglaim the dove in one way or the other. Why should it even be a Taina Shem? So that's a machlokes. Some achronim hold that's the chiddush of Tanina, that we consider it a Taina Shema, even though the Bezen has no raglaim the dove. And other achronim disagree, and they claim to have a proof that it can't be a Taina Shema. Has to be that it's a Taina's Bori. How in the world can it be a Taina's Bori? So the pshat is, they obviously think, we'll soon say what the proof is, they obviously think that Tanina doesn't mean that Bezdin advances a Taina. They can't even advance a Taina Shema. They don't know what they're talking about. Tanina is not a din in advancing a Taina, it's a din in Psak. Normally, Bezdin Paskin is based on the evidence that's presented in front of them. And in the situation where you have one of the Babadinim is Yisayim Malakuchas, they don't know anything about the whole case, whether the mother has a right to take away the karka from them or not. They don't know whether there was a hava, there was a piron, they don't know anything about it. So Ben Bezin has to paskin, considering the possibility as if the loiva would have been here, and the loiva would have advanced the time. So if the loiva would have been here, he would have been able to advance the time. He's buried. The only thing is that he died, or he's a Medina Sayyam. I'm coming to collect from the Yisayim of Elokuch, so the loiva is not here. So normally Bezin only paskins based on evidence that was presented. So here Bezin should consider the fact that if the loiva would have been here, he would have been able to advance a taina, and they should keep that in mind when they issue a psak. So then if he would have been here, he would have advanced a taina. He could have advanced a taina's bar. What's the issue? What's the proof that tainina has to be a taina's bar? Can't be a taina shema. So the Gemara has a machlokes in the first perek in Ksubis, in the very end of Bava Kamma. Towards the very end, next to the list, Daf and Bava Kamma, the Gemara has this machlokes. What's the din bori v'shema? Bori odef, Allah bori odef lohotz. What does it mean, bori v'shema? I say, I lent you $1,000, you never paid back, and you say, shema. You say, en yedeya im hil v'sami. I remember we were talking about that possibility. I asked you, could you lend me $1,000? He said, come back next month, and then next month, he said, come back next month. And I remember I borrowed from this month, from the bank, and I have no record, I don't remember. Could be yes, could be no. I don't remember if I borrowed the money. So that's a machlokes amoraim, whether bori v'shema, bori odef lahoitzi, or not. What's the issue? So the pashtus is, we know that the teveya, I claim you owe me $1,000. The teveya has namonis baldin mitainosim. He has namonis to a certain extent. How do you know he has any namonis at all to any extent? Who says that teveya has any namonis? No, because we have an institution of shvuos moedim mikzas. If I say you owe me $1,000, you admit that you owe me $500, and then you have to swear Shua deraisa and the remaining $500. What do you have to swear, Shua deraisa? Whatever I say is meaningless. If I would have said you owe me $500, you would admit you owe $500. You paid the $500, but I'm aramic. That's the end of the story. So just because I said you owe me $1,000, you admitted $500, what do you have to swear? So obviously, see from the pasuk that there's such a concept, there's such an institution of namanas that baldim betanasa, that the teveya has namana to a certain extent. Not I say you owe me $1,000, right away you have to pay the money. No. Have an emunah to a certain extent, at least to make a shvur deraisa, if it'll develop to become a moedim mikzas. If the teveya has namanas baldim betanasa lahoitzi, so the nitver certainly has namanas baldim betanasa lahachzik. If anything, you should have more namanas than the teveya, because he's muchzik on the money. So if I say you owe me $1,000, you say koifer hapi, you don't owe me a penny. So it's my word against you. I have a little namanas, and you certainly have the same degree of namanas or more. So you don't pay. So the shaila is, I say you owe me $1,000, and you say it could be, I don't know, I don't remember. So we believe you, fine, you have the money, you have the money, said you don't remember. That doesn't help. So does my namonis remain? I have the money that you owe me $1,000, and there's nobody contradicting me. He didn't say no, he said, it could well be, I don't remember the end of the story, whether I did or didn't borrow the money. So there are opinions in the Gemara, we don't accept that opinion. There were opinions in the days of the Gemara that Bori Vishema, Bori Arif Lahoitzi, because the Taveh has the manas Baldim et Tainosai, to a certain extent, and the Nitva is not Makrashim. He said, could be yes, could be no. So that's a Machlok. So we pass in Bori Vishema, La Bori Arif Lahoitzi. Why? So the Gemara says in the first parak, because Hamoitzi Machavera all of her right, because he's Mukhzuk. So the manas Baldim et Tainosai has an manas to a certain extent, but it doesn't have sufficient manas to be Moitzi Yaman from a Mukhzuk. That's a gzeres hakasa. Mukhzuk is a concept. Whoever's holding on to the money is mukhzuk. Not only has it, he's considered mukhzuk. He has rights and privileges. He has the right You don't have a right to take away the money unless you have a raya limta. So just the manas balimitanas on the part of the taveya is not sufficient birur to be mitzi the moment.
Can you say the exact opposite from what we've been discussing? That normally the guy has no manas. He only has no manas in this case because the other fellows corroborated partially at least this claim. In a regular case, he has no manas.
I don't know. Could be it's an argument. I don't know. Anyway, one opinion anymore, certainly not so. The question is, we don't pass like that. We pass in that bori v'shem ala bori arif lohoitzi. So you want to say maybe because there is no nemanis baldei matana. So the Gemara doesn't say like that. The Gemara says because of muchzor, because of moitzim machavero, all of her right. That's why. So the Gemara understood it that there is an institution of nemanis baldei matana, so even on the part of the taveya. We ask, how did the Gemara know that it's so? How can you prove in the pasuk of Moedim and Mitzas? Maybe he only has namanas because the other guy supported him. Good timing? Okay, I don't know. That's how the Gemara viewed it. That the pasuk of Moedim and Mitzas indicates, teaches us that there is an institution of namanas baldei matanas on the part of the Taveya, even though it's Lahot Imam, and he has namanas to a certain extent. So we pask in that Bore Vishema La bari yodif lahoitzi, because muchzok hamoitz machavei olav harai. Yeah. What happens, however, the Gemara says towards the end of Bava Kama, next to the last daf in Bava Kama, what if it's any day in praticha? I say I lent you $1,000 you never paid back, and you say you remember borrowing the money, but then you remember coming back to me a month later and you wanted to pay me the money, I didn't want to take it, and you, da 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 da. You don't remember the end of the story. You remember, it may be that you paid back. You remember borrowing the money, that befeirish, that part of what I said is true. And you remember something about paying back. It could well be that you paid back, you're not sure. So then the Mishnah, the Gemara shows from the Mishnah, and the Dan Praticha is Chayiv. Why? Because he's Becheskas Chayiv. And the Dan Praticha is Chayiv because the fellow is Becheskas Chayiv. Chazoke, Yimotzi Mammon. If Ein Halchim Mammon Acher HaRov, if Rov is no good, Lahotzi Mammon from a Muchzok, and Ruba v'chazoke Ruba Ode, if Rob is better than Chazoke, so Chazoke is certainly no good lahotzi moment from a Muchzok. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kalachaymer. Sheh Shmaitzeh quotes it from Pnei Yeshua, but the Mochamas has it. Sheh Shmaitzeh didn't have a Mochamas. It was printed in the Vilna Shas, he didn't have it. So the Mochamas in Ksubas has that Kalachaymer, the same as the Pnei Yeshua. That if Ruba v'chazoke Ruba Ode, if Rob is superior to Chazoke, because Rob is a Biru, Rob is Mavar, the facts. Because it didn't hanhage. If you don't know what the facts are, follow the chazoke. But if you know what the facts are, so follow the facts. Don't follow chazoke. That's what we paskin. Machlekes hatanoim. We paskin ruba v'chazoke, ruba odiv. Rav Meir is of the opinion ruba v'chazoke ashkulim. We don't paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin ruba v'chazoke, ruba odiv. So if roiv is no good lahotzi mamim from a muchzuk, so chazoke is certainly no good lahotzi mamim from a muchzuk. So what does the Gemara say? If the fellas becheskas chiyuv, I say, you want me, I lent you $1,000, you never paid it back. You say, yes, you remember borrowing the money, but it could well be that you paid up already, and you're there in Praiticha. So the Gemara says there, even though we paskan la halacha, like Rabbi Yechanan, that bori b'shem ala bori yodif lahoitzi, but if it's b'ches kaschiv, then the guy is chayiv. Why? Chazoka is motzi mamon. All of a sudden, chazoka is motzi mamon. So perhaps the Pasha Pshat is not Chazok as Matzimam. Neman is Baldin. The other opinion of the Gemara was that any dem nischayafti is chayiv, that Bori B'Shem and Bori Yodif Lahotzi. You have Neman is Baldin Metanos as good Lahotzi. So we don't accept that. We say, no, there's a Gzeres HaKosuv. We learn from a Pasuk a Gzeres HaKosuv, HaMotzi Mechaber, all of Harai. To be a Motzi Momer from a Muchzik, you need a Raya Alimta. Rab Shimon Shkop quotes this in the Shari Yosher. The Pnei Yeshua writes in Gittin and Bakam and a few Masichtas, he always refers to what he wrote in Gittin, that the Gemara had a Habamina in Bavakama Daf Mem Vav, that Hamotz Machavera Olav Haraya is a Svara. Kro Lomali Svarahu, but he says, once you get to the real Maskana, even though that's the end of the Gemara in Bavakama, so the Pnei Yeshua says, no, that's only a Habamina. Once you get, you learn more of Shas, and you see there's so many complicated details in the Sofik Mamayna, so you'll have to admit that it's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that it's learned out from a pasuk. So Rabbi Shimon Shkop denies it. He disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua. He says that everything is svar. So he goes on and on and on. He stretches everything. Everything is svar. It's easier to learn that it's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that Amotz Machaver Alef Harayah is a Gzeres HaKosuv. It's not a svar. And we said one of the simple rayas is from the Gemara at the end of the first perek in Ksubis, and where is it? Tezvavim and Beis. On the last amid in the first perek in Ksubis, the Shittim Kubetzes points out in the Gemara there that Roiv is no good lahotzi mammon from a muchzik only by a Jew, but Goy holding on to the mammon, the Roiv is good lahotzi mammon. Why? So obviously, in Halchma Mammon Achar HaRoiv is based on Exeris HaKosov of muchzik, which only applies to Jews. If it were based on a Svara, so the Svara, the logic works differently if it's a Jew or a non-Jew. The logic is the same whether he's Jewish or he's not Jewish. You see, it's Exeris HaKosov. So it's Exeris HaKosov, that a Jew is holding on to the money, has his chus to continue to hold on until you have a Raya Limta. A Nochri doesn't have that chus. The whole thing is clearly Exeris HaKosov. So the Pashtus, perhaps, one could say is, if he's Becheskas Chiv, he says, Eni Dem Praiticha, not Eni Dem Nischayavt. He says, Eni Dem Praiticha, so he's Becheskas Chiv. So you have two strikes against him. You have, first of all, it's a Bari B'Shem. So there was an opinion in the Gemara that Bari B'Shem a Bari Arif Lahotzi. Why? The Taveh has Nemanis Baldi Matainosa, and the Nitva has also Nemanis if it would contradict the Taveh. It doesn't contradict him. He says, it may well be that you're telling the truth, I don't remember. It could be that I am, I'm saying. So we believe in what he says, he doesn't remember. It doesn't cancel what the Taveh says. The Taveh has Nemanis, so you should be Motzi Mam. So we say, no, it's no good. You need a raya limta. With a hey, how you do? All of her raya. You need a raya limta. That's not enough of a raya. Then you say, but he's becheskas chiyuv. So shtelach the chazaka. So we say, no. If ruba v'chazaka, ruba odif. If rov is no good lahotzi mam, so chazaka is certainly no good lahotzi mam. Why not? Why is rov no good? Based on exeris hakasev. So exeris hakasev maybe only applies if you have rov alone, if you have chazaka alone, if you have nemanus baldim metanasai alone. But if you have a combination of any two factors together, at kedei kach, you also have exeris hakasev. Maybe the exeris hakasev says the muchzik has a right to hold on to the mammon, even if you have a hoichocha against them, you need a raya limta. But if you have both chazaka, becheskas chiyuv, and Naman is Baldim Etanasa, so the tzirif of two together, it's Motzi Mammon. Perhaps that's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. We had a Tesus Hishonim, where was it? On the bottom of Tezainim and Aleph, Tesus Hishonim in the beginning of the second parak, and the Balamor writes like that, when you have a combination of two factors together, Roiv and Chazaka, so you can be Motzi Mammon. So that's the Pashtus, I think Zeris HaKosuv only applies if you have one hoichachet, that's not a raya limta. If you have two hoichachets, you can't use the schus twice in any given dinter. He already used up his schus of hametz mechvel of haraya. So if the Taveah has two rayas, and neither raya is a raya limta, but the combination of both together is matzimah. So again, yeah.
Didn't that also appear to the Gemara, I think I said these in the days, that are not in the place as potter by Mali Gietha, that he says, I'm still like Rabban Amliel.
As Poshe Pshat in the Gemara, that is correct. That's a way to read the Gemara, simple Pshat. Yeah.
At the end of the day, how do we learn out that
Tanya
is a Pshat and not a Binyan Bar Yisrael?
Ah, so what's the Hoichacha? Right. So the Ktzais has this discussion. The Malva comes to the Yisraelim, and he brings Aiden that I lent your father, 5 years ago I lent your father $1 million and he never paid it back. So the Yisraelim don't know anything about anything. They weren't born, whatever. They don't know what the father did in business. So the Bezen Tainas on behalf of the Yisraelim, maybe the father paid. What if the father would be alive and he would say, maybe I paid, maybe I didn't pay. If he says, Aiden Dan Praticha, so the din is that he's chayef to pay. The only time we disagree with, the only time we say Baruch Hashem Allah Baruch Yarif Lahoitzi, if he says Ein Adem Nischayafti, but if he says Ein Adem Pratich Ischay, so what does it help that Bezin's going to advance a Taina of Parua Paraiti on behalf of the father who's not alive? Bezin can't say Paraiti Bevada; they say Shema Pora. The Shema Pora is Ein Adem Praticha, so then you chay because beches kaschir. So it's a raya. That's what the Ktzos wants to prove. It's a raya to something. Either it's a raya that Taininan is a Tainas Bari. How can Taininan be a Tainas Bari? It shouldn't even be a Tainas Shema. How can it be Tainas Bari? So you have to reword it. Taininan is not a din that Bezin advances a Taina. Taininan is a word that Bezin should issue a psak not only considering the evidence that was presented, they should consider in a case of where the Baldin is a Gabra La Bartina, Yisabi Mabkuch, they don't know what to say, they should consider the possibility that the Baldin, if he would have been here, if the Loiva would have been here, the Loiva died. If the Loiva would have been, it would have advanced the Taina's bar. So you have to say it's a din in Psak. It's not a din in advancing a Taina. How can I advance a Taina's bar? It's a din that should consider the possibility that he could have possibly issued a Taina's bar. Or other Achayim want to say differently. They want to answer this kasha differently. Not Tainina. That doesn't make sense. Say Tainina is a Taina's bar. The whole Taninan is not a din of psak. I can say you should issue a psak considering the possibility that the Baldin would have advanced a Tainas bar. No, it's a din in advancing a psak, but it's only a Tainas Shema. But when do you say, when does the Gemara say that any day in Praiticha is Chayev because Becheska's Chiyuv? That's only if Havala Lemeida. If the Lova who says any day in Praiticha, he really should remember. He should have remembered whether he owes the money. But the Yisayimim, we can't have any tainus against him. It's Lehav Lelameda. What do you want him to say? They weren't in the business. The father died. The father borrowed the money in the business. They don't know anything about it. So since it's not a case of Hav Lelameda, so therefore you don't say, what's the beer of that? So they got to explain that also. Well, how do you understand that? Okay, so a big chunk, some Rishonim seem to hold like that. We mentioned that the Rab Soloveitchik say there was a period of time that Rab Chaim was the bochen in Valozhin. Whenever a student wanted to come to the yeshiva, so they had a bochen to see if he knows how to learn. So they would all say, what mesichta they learn, he would give a bechina. So those who said they learned the beginning of Bab Metziah, he would often ask that question, what's the din of any din praticha b'loy havel alameida? Because it depends on two girsas on the first daf in Bab Metziah. First daf Bab Metziah, they quote a Mishnah from Shavuos. They wanted to see if they really looked it up. They realized that there are two girsas and this is the issue. It seems to be a befevisha machlokes harishayim, but any day in praticha b'loy havel alameida. What's the beer is another story. So these are the two. This is the kasha that the tzais presents. What does it help that you advance taininun when the malva comes to the yisayimim and he brings two witnesses that he lent the father $50,000 5 years ago? And Bezdin advances a taina, maybe the father paid. Isn't it any day in praticha? Isn't a taina shem any day in praticha is chayv? So the tzois raises the issue. So the two famous answers are either taininim is considered a taina's bari, in which case you have to say it's a din of psak. It's not a din in advancing a taina. How can I advance a taina's bari? Or you have to say any day in praticha is only chayv when it's havel alameida. Lo havel alameida, then it doesn't apply. But then you look on the side. And the tiny letters on the side of the Chosh Mishpat, so the Imre Baruch is fantastic. Rav Baruch Taiman Frankel, see, he's unbelievable. He has Ha'oris on the Shach and on the Tzais, and everything. He knows every Shittim Kubetzis in the world. He knows every Tzais, every Rishon that was available he has. So over here he says an original Svar. He says he doesn't think that this is any Adem Praiticha. This is any Adem Nischayafti. If the father is alive, and he says, any day in Praiticha, so then the Gemara says, towards the end, the next to the last stuff in Baba Kam, any day in Praiticha is time. And here, the father's not alive, so we're discussing, did the Yisayimim become Mechuyif to pay? So if the father paid already during his lifetime, then the Yisayimim, the Chiyuv doesn't get off the ground. So that's called, any day in Nischayavti. You don't say that the Chiyuv is Becheskas Chiyuv. The person is not Becheskas Chiyuv. The Chob, the Halva is Becheskas Chiyuv. The mother brings to Adam who ascertained that he lent his father $50,000 5 years ago. So the chayv is becheskas chiyuv. But the Gemara didn't mean the chayv. The Gemara meant is the gavra becheskas chiyuv. So that's what the Imei Baruch says. That's a charifas. The question is it correct? Is it correct? Is it true? So these are the three answers that they give. So fundamentally, it's a machlekes. What's the nature of the din of psach kalilim, of taninan? Does taninan mean that Bezdin advances a tain on behalf of the Yisayimim? What Tainina means that Bezdin should issue a psak considering the possibility of having a taina advance, and then they should consider the possibility of the father could have advanced a taina's bar, not just a taina shema. There's a big machlek zarishayim. Tosfos and the Baal HaMor both say the same shtickel Torah. There's a difficult Gemara in Bava Basra that find on the base. So Tosfos and the Baal HaMor, a lot of times the Baal HaMor follows Tosfos. So Tosfos and the Baal HaMor learn the same shot. Arrive from the Gemara that you only advance Tanina on a milsa de shchicha. On a milsa de shchicha, you don't say Tanina. The Bezim will never advance a Taina of Nensu. That's why in the first daf in Gittin and other in Ksubas earlier, there's a discussion in Tosfos. They say Tainina that Bezin should advance a Taina on a shtar that is Mezuyev. Let's say the Malba comes with a shtar. Shein Mekuyim. Malba comes. I come to you with a shtar that's signed by two witnesses and says that you owe me $100,000. You look at me like I'm crazy. You don't know who I am. You never saw me before. What do you mean I lent you $100,000? You never saw me before. You say it's a forgery. It can't be true, it's a forgery. So, Minat Torah, that's not a valid Taina. I have a shtar, looks like a shtar, it looks like two signatures on the bottom. So you say, and you got to pay the $100,000. And with the Rabbanan, they made a takana that if you say, Mezuyev, so then I can't collect the $100,000 unless I make a kim ashtar, after me mekayim. So what if I come to the Yisayman? And I have a shtar she'ena mekuyim. I say, I lent your father $100,000, and here's the shtar. They don't know to say mezuyev. They don't know anything about anything. Maybe the father did borrow the money. So they don't know. So Bezin says mezuyev. Yeah, but mezuyev, the Gemara says, is a milsa v'lo shchicha. That's why Minat Torah, the din is that you don't need kiyum hashtar, because l'chatz finished mezuyev. It's far-fetched. People are not going to be mezuyev hashtar. So do you really say tanina, not mezuyev? Does it make sense? The Tosfos proves from Gemara that you do. Question is why, but they have a Gemara in Bava Basra, Ayin on the base, but Tosfos in the Baal HaMor, learn Pshat in the Gemara, that you never say Tanina on a Milsa de lo Shchicha. So the Ramban disagrees with the Tosfos, the Malchamas, on Bava Basra, the Afayin on base. He says we have a very short Malchamas, he says we have additions from the Goinim, that you say Tanina on any and every Taina that the father could have advanced. I had to read the Gemara in the Afayin on the base, Tosfos was forced into it. So he writes a different interpretation of the Gemara. But that's, and the Shach Paskin's like that Ramban. Shach said the Ramban says a tradition from the Goinim, so you have to accept what the Goinim say. Goinim were before the Baalei HaTosfos. So that's a major question. What's the issue there? Well, they say Taninan on the Milsa de lo Shchicha.
By
Mezuyah, for sure, you say Taninan, yeah. So Tosfos says it's a special takana, despite the fact that under normal circumstances, you wouldn't say Taninan. And the Milsa de la Shchicha, but Mezuyev you do that. Why? So Tosfos is pushing that Mezuyev is not a Taina, that the Loiva has to say Mezuyev, or the Bezna advances a Taina Mezuyev. The Takanos Chachamim was that a Shtar Sheinim Mekuyim is not called a Shtar. Minatora Shtar Sheinim Mekuyim is perfect. I mean, the Rabbanon, what was the Takana? That the Loiva has the manis to argue Mezuyev? But he say, no. What do you mean to argue Mezuyev? How can you say Mezuyev? A shtar is considered as if you have two edim. How can he say mezuyev against the edim? I bring two witnesses, say you owe me money, you say they're lying. You can say whatever you want. So mezuyev means that you're saying the edim are lying. So that's the alternative. That's how they say in the yeshivas. That the takana der rabbanon was not that the loiva has the manas to tain mezuyev, that a shtar sheni mekuyim is a chaspa b'yam, is not considered a shtar. That gemina is, what if it be the reverse? Let's say, I bring witnesses who say that I lent you $100,000 and you have a shaver. You have a shtar that says, witnesses write on a shtar, signed on a shtar, that the debt was paid in full and the loiva doesn't owe a penny anymore. And the malva says, that's not true. You never paid me anything. You still owe me the money. Mezuyev. The malva taina is on the shaver mezuyev. So if it's, so the malva has namanus, the taina mezuyev lahotzi. They made a takana the Rabbanon that the loiva can say mezuyev lahachzik and not to pay, but they made a takana that malva has the manus to say mezuyev on a shaver lahotzi to make the loiva pay again. So if it's a takana that a shtar sheni mekuyim is not a shtar, so it applies both lahachzik and lahotzi. Shtar sheni mekuyim, whether it's a shtar halvor or it's a shaver, shtar sheni mekuyim is not a shtar. The authority is a shtar. The Rabbanon is not a valid shtar. But if you say Tainus Mezuyev is a Takana de Rabbanon, he has the manus to say Mezuyev. So Mestarba, they only introduced the Takana de Rabbanon, he has the manus, Lahachzik, and not Lahotzi. So that's a Beferishi Gemara. The end and next to the last daf in the first parak in Bava Metzia. A lot of yeshivas, they never get so far. it's a Beferish Gemara next to the last Talmud base in the first paragraph of Metzia, that if the Shoiver is Eina Mikuyam, so the Loiva has to pay a second time. So you see from the Gemara that not that the Loiva has the Manas the same as if. They made a Takana, Shtar Sheina Mikuyam, is Chas Babiyam. So made that there's no Taina. How come Bezna advances a Taina Mizuya for the same mother of the Kuches? The answer is, that's not a Taina, that's not based on Taina, that's a different Takana. The Shtar Sheina Mikuyam is Chas Babiyam, is not considered a valid Shtar. That's famous discussion. So that's all because Taisus and the Balamor learned Pshat and the Gemara and Boba Basra, the final and base. You don't say Taninan on a Nilsa de lo Shchichu. Yeah?
If the Loveg does not say Mazuya, do they still make the Malva
Mekayim the Shtar? What does the Loveg say? The Malva comes with the Shtar and says, you owe me $1,000,000. So we ask you, what do you say?
So if he says, yes, I agree, so then and the Shtar is not Mekuyam, can you collect from Mekuchos if you hold like Tosfos, that to kind of run and said it's not a Shtar without Kiyam?
If the Loive says it's true, so then it's Haidoz Badin, means Haidoz Badin Chav Lachrini. Okay, gotta look through the Gemara, some Bob Metzia. What's the din? The Gemara talks about it, I'm sure. The first pair of Bob Metzia. It's only not Nemam with the Rabbanim because Chashin leKenunya. So you got to look in the Gemara. Are you concerned about Kenunya over there? You don't always worry about Chav Lachrini. Anyway, Taninan is a rich topic, and some of the issues of Taninan are interconnected, but not all of them. Okay, yeah. Taisus has a fantastic Chiddush. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph Taisus Achareshes. The Nemuka Seitz is not a psula, the ain law knas. Oinus a mefata only applies if the girl is a naira besula. She's a bogeris, does not oinus a mefata money, and she's a beula, does not oinus a mefata. What if she's a muka seitz? So muka seitz, there's a dinner, kain godel has to marry davke kim besula miyam of yikachisha. Kain godel has to marry a psula to the exclusion of a beula. What if the girl is not a beula? She's a muka seitz? She was in an accident. She was riding a bicycle, she was in an accident, she became a mukhazetz. She doesn't have besulim because of an accident, but not because of bia. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, machlok zatana, and what's the din? When the mukhazetz is considered a psula with respect to kain godel or not. See, Taisus writes a fantastic chiddush. The Pnei Yeshua says he's not so convinced that they're right. They give up this, that's the premise of a whole interpretation in the Gemara. They give a whole pshat in the Gemara based on the assumption that a mukaseitz doesn't get einus mefata money because she's not called a nara besula, she's not a beula, but she's not a psula either. Mukaseitz is a machlekes hatanaim whether ksebasa mana or ksebasa masan. Ksube we assume is only the rabbanon, so that's a machlekes hatanaim and din the rabbanon. By beula the kain godel, that's an issue deraisa whether the kain godel is allowed to marry a mukaseitz. This is an issue deraisa. Also, whether the dinus a mefata money for a girl who's a mukaseitz. So then, Taisus has a further discussion. A man marries a girl. Let's say one should assume that a mukaseitz is ksubasa mana. He only gets mana. So man marries a girl who's a chareshes. There's a din of chareshes to the cotton. A cotton ketana, we know what it is. That's easy enough. A cotton's before bar mitzvah. A ketana is before bas mitzvah. And then they become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. And each shanim v'simonim. You would be shanim v'mechad for a girl. You'd be shanim v'mechad for a boy. And you need shtei sarvis. That's easy. What's a chareshes and what's a sheita? So a chareshes is the achrenim write that the best tshuva was written by the Zichron Yosef, who was a rav in Germany in Fort. And what he writes in his tshuva is, he bases it on Beishmuel's comments on Ebenezer. He writes that a cheresh and a chareshes means retarded. Doesn't necessarily have to be ein medaber ve'ein shameh. The Gemara says ein shameh ve'ein medaber. But the Rashash in Gittin has a famous comment on Dafai in Gittin. He says that today they have a school in Berlin where they can educate the deaf mute. So maybe the cheresh is no longer has a din of cheresh. Cheresh is not because the person is a balmum. We don't discriminate against A kohen is a balmum, can't be makor karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, but there's no dinner because the person has such a major mum that he's missing chush hashmiya, missing chush hadibur. So therefore, he's considered a labradas. Why? So the pashtus is that bismana gemara years ago they had no way of educating such a person, so he would remain retarded. He wouldn't have any seichel. But today, that you can educate the chavish and the chavresha, so the pashtus should be, the pashtus is like that, that they're not retarded. So that doesn't have a din of a chavish. And even if a person is shamei umedaber, but is retarded, so din of a chavish. And shaita means derange. Shaita means that the guy is crazy. Let's say he's crazy. The guy can be a multimillionaire. He talks on two telephones at the same time, and he's making a lot of money and so on. But he thinks he's Napoleon. Or she thinks it's Cleopatra or something like that. I'm a shugana. So deranged. There's a meshugana. Even though it's only shaita the davar echad, everything else is normal. But a shaita the davar echad, so we assume shaita the davar echad is also considered shaita. That's the question. What if the person is paranoid? That was a big machlegas. What if the person, that was the meiser with the cleaver get. Cleaver is a city in Germany. So there was a couple who were married. And then in the middle of Shabbos, they were going to have Shabbat brachas in a certain village. So the chassan disappeared. Shabbos money disappeared with all the money. All the money disappeared. So he didn't know what happened, so he looked around. He was in a nearby village. He ran away. Why did he run away? Why did he take the money? He says, they're out to get me. They're chasing him and they're out to get me. They calm down. No one's out to get you. Calm down. So he calmed down. Then 2 days later, he disappeared again. They're out to get me. They're out to get me. I'm a shugana. Paranoid. Everybody should be a little bit cautious. Kabdei lechashdeu. You shouldn't have too much trust in anybody. You should always look around, make sure no one's out to stab you, no one's out that. But they'd be so meshuga to run away with the money on Shabbos, but it's not, mamish didn't correspond to reality. So that was a big machlekes. Is that called meshuga ledarecha? Is that called shaita ledarecha? Everything else was normal. So the girl's father insisted the husband should give his daughter a get, and the rabbi in Cleva made him give a get. So then it was a big machlokes whether the get was good or not, because at the time that there is a concept of itim shoyta, itim chalim, itim shoyta. A person has temporary fits of insanity. Some people are always, they always think that they're Napoleon. Some people, when they're high, they think they're Napoleon. Some the high side. Malik depressives, itim chalim, itim shayta. Sometimes they're normal, sometimes they're crazy. When they're normal, so they must, when they're normal, they're normal. Bismanshu chalim, when he's healthy, hareki pikech lechol dvarav. Bismanshu shayta, hareki shayta lechol dvarav. So the halacha recognizes such a concept, itim chalim, itim shayta, that when he's healthy, he says, dina ki pikech. So let's say when he got married, he seemed pretty normal. He was dating the girl and he got married, everything was normal. So the Kiddushin was chal. And then all of a sudden he became shaita. And when he gave the get, at the time that he gave the get, he was still under this spell that he thought that they're out to get him. And so that was the shaila. Is the get good? The Kiddushin, if the Kiddushin was done when he was paranoid in the same state, so there's no Kiddushin for a shaita. There's, on the level of the Raisa, Cheru Shaita, Bikot, now we're all the same. On the level of the Rabbanon, there's a distinction between a Cheresh and a Shaita. Cheresh and Chareshes, there's a Perik Cheresh in the end of Yevamos. So it says over there in the Mishnah is that the Rabbanon made a Takana, they did this Kiddushin Cheresh. Not only can a Cheresh marry a Chareshes, a retarded man can marry a retarded woman with the Rabbanon, some intelligent professors would be thrilled to marry a girl who's retarded. He doesn't want a professor arguing with him. He wants a girl who knows how to cook food and diaper the babies and shit. He doesn't want someone who's going to talk back there. So the Gemara David says, they made a takana de rabbanon. A cheresh can marry a pikachas, and a cheresh can marry a chareshes, and a chareshes can marry a pikach. There's no kiddushin de rabbanon. By shaita, they never made a takana at all. Gemara says, the reason why, because the marriage is just not going to last. Because the shaita is, ein onim darim nochash b'kvif achas. So they never bothered to make a takana de rabbanon, because it's going to be a waste of time. So on the level of the rabbanon, there's a difference. So that was a big hullabaloo, that was a big debate, and two svarim were published, that was in the 1700s. Two svarim were published about the Kli Get. The two svarim were collections of everybody's tshuvas. Shagzai wrote a tshuva. Now in the present, the normal editions of the Shagzai, they printed his tshuva in the end. He didn't print it as part of the Shagzai. Shagzai is all on Arachayim digger things. But they took it from the Beis Ephraim, some other sefer, and they put it into the Shagzai in the end. So that was a big machlokes. The end of the story was he gave her a get, he ran away, and then they remarried later on, and they lived happily ever after. That was the end of the story. The end of the story, they lived happily ever after. But in Jewish history, they don't talk about the end of the story. They talk about the get, whether a person who is extremely paranoid, is that considered a meshugan? Is that considered a labradans?
Based on what we said, I guess yesterday, maybe, if I finish just saying, like the whole thing, it's like a thought, good big enough.
There's what to discuss. I don't know. I mean, if she would have known that he had this in the past, if he had it in the past, you have to ascertain, you have to demonstrate that he really had this condition in the past. Maybe it just developed after he married her. He became paranoid. Okay. If you can prove that he had this condition in the past. But then she loved him. She remarried him later on. They lived happily ever after. That was the end of the story. We don't view her as a psula. Right. Means so that's a din derabbanan. Here Taisa says on a din deraisa, the mukas eitz doesn't get oinus and mefata money. So it's good. But Taisa says it's good. But it's still a chiddush. How can you prove from the din derabbanan to the din deraisa? Maybe only been a get to the din derabbanan. That people are more excited to marry a real basula than they are to marry a mukaseis. But maybe when it gets to the din deraisa of anus and fata, even a mukaseis should be included. But what you're saying is that din is along the lines of the text. And mukaseis is considered not a basula. So it's only ksubasa mana. Yeah. So what's the din? I buy something, I get married, and then I find that there's a major mum in the girl. I buy an item. I find out that there's a major mum, and it should make a mekach tois. But the nature, I marry a girl who is just released from an insane asylum. So how normal can she be already? They released her that she's not going to commit suicide, that she's not going to be dangerous to society. But she was in an insane asylum for a long time. They never said. So I should have known on my own that there may be a problem over here. So sometimes it's a din of sova v'kipel. I should have known on my own. I marry a girl, she tells me she was just released from an insane asylum. And then later on I marry her, and then it turns out that she's taka meshuga. So I can tell her later on, kiddusha tois, I thought she was normal. What do you mean? She was released from an insane asylum. Obviously she's not normal. So you can't tell her later on. So that's what Tosis interprets over here in the Gemara. The guy marries a girl who's a chareshes or a shoita. The Gemara has a machlek. What if a man marries a girl and it turns out that she's a muka? She turns out kitcha becheskas psula benimtzes beula. So the Gemara has a machlek. His one opinion is that it's mamish a kiddusha tois. Mamish a kiddusha tois. And maybe minatora, you don't even need a get. Maybe the get is only lechumra. Maybe the get is only midirabana. Maybe the get is betora something. Maybe it's really a possibility of a kiddusha tois. Yeah, that's if kitcha becheskas psula benimtzes. But what if I marry a girl who was just released from an insane asylum, and then it turns out she's meshuga? No, I should have realized that in advance. But let's say the Gemara has later a case. I buy an ebed, and lo and behold, after I buy the ebed from someone else, it turns out that he's a ganav. You should have understood on your own that all avodim, roiv avodim, abecheskes ganavim. So that you can't tell later on mekach tois. I didn't know, even though if I marry a girl, she has mumim on her face. I dated the girl, but I wasn't looking at her. So obviously, I saw the kibbul. I accepted it. We're talking that the mum is not obvious. It's not apparent. It's not obvious, but it's a mum that I should have understood. Let's say the girl has tattoos all over her body. All over her body. I don't see what's on her dress. I don't see what's on the body. But she comes from this colony, place where they all walk around. Her parents, everybody. She comes from that community. Everybody has tattoos all over her body. So I can tell her later on, Kedusha Tois. I didn't realize that she has a mom. She has tattoos all over her body. She looks ugly. I don't want to live with her. He should have known on his own that you want to divorce her. So you got to pick Subi. You can't say that it's a Kedusha Tois. So that's what Tosis interprets over here. When a fellow marries a girl, and the girl didn't tell him when they were dating, the girl didn't tell him in advance that she's a mukaseitz, So it's understood he had the right to assume that she's not a mukaseitz. And then he realizes that he fell in. So then it's an issue of kiddush etos. Yesh lam tainas besulim. Has a right to taina later on. I thought you were not a mukaseitz. But if the fellow marries a chareshes or a shaita, they don't understand what that they're supposed to tell a boy in advance on the date that she's a mukaseitz. She doesn't even know she's a mukaseitz. They don't have enough seichel to understand. So he should have realized on his own that the girl may have been, every girl may be a mukaseitz. That's how the Gemara says on Amud Beis. Kula nami chibuti mechavtam. All the girls sometimes fall down a flight of stairs. All the girls sometimes fall down. But they know if they had hasharas psulim, as in mukaseitz, they'll know to tell a guy in advance, on a date, or the shatchem will tell, something like that. They'll somehow convey the message to the guy. But a chareshes and a shaita, or maybe a suma, that's all discussion. So the fellow should have known on his own that she may be a mukaseitz. That's how Tosis learns. That's the machlokes hatanaim over here. Should he have known on his own? Okay. Interesting. But Tosis' whole interpretation of the Gemara is based on their assumption that a mukaseitz doesn't get oinus mefata money. So that's a pshat. He's not so convinced that the premise is correct. But the premise is not correct, so the whole pshat in the Gemara doesn't read straight. What do we have on Amud Beis? We started the topic, we never completed it. What's a din of shvuya? A woman who is nivula lenochri is considered a zayna and asura lekoin. Chumash says that a kohen het yod is not allowed to marry her. Isha grusha zayna v'chalola lo yikop. All the three. What's a zayna? So one Tana says, pare habal apnuya asa zayna. If the girl had znus with anybody, even a single boy, is already a zayna. So Gemara says, we don't paskin like that Tana. That's Rav Leizer, and we don't paskin like Rav Leizer. So what is a zayna? So one Tana says, zayna kishma. If every week she's mezana with someone else, she acts like a prostitute. So that's a machlokes. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't quote that opinion. And the Pashta says that it's not so. The Beis Shmuel recommends that since there are some Rishonim who paskan like that, that's a machlokes hatanaim in the middle of Yevamos. So the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer says that since there are several Rishonim who paskan like that, even though the Rambam and the Mechaber didn't quote that opinion, so he thinks that people should be choshish for that opinion. Yeah. What if it's not a Zayna Kipshuta? What if, let's say, one term she had one boyfriend in college, a Jewish boy, and she was very careful about it, she was only mezana with him. Next time she had a different boyfriend, every year a different one. Not every week, not every other day someone else. A long period of time. So that's what Shlomo Kluge said, that's not called a Zayna Kipshuta, that's Pana Habal Apnuya, that Loya saw a Zayna. Zayna Kipshuta means that she's every week with someone else. That will be a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether you pass on like that Tana or not. So what is a Zayna L'choladeis? Which Zayna is Asura? So the Gemara, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quote what the Tanaim say. Nivala l'pasala psala. What's nivala l'pasala? A woman was nivala to a goy, to a mamzer, to an eved kanani, or to a cholol. Cholol is a fantastic chiddush. A woman is permitted to marry a cholol. A kohen is not permitted to marry a chalola. But a woman, even a kohenis, has no restrictions. Even a kohenis is permitted to marry a cholol. So why did she become nivula l'pasala? She married Beheta. She didn't do anything wrong. So the Rambam writes, Hola Marato, the moral of the story is that becoming a zayna doesn't depend on whether she violated an isabi or not. There's a case where she's married Beheta with her husband. She married a cholo, and then the husband dies. So she's an almana. She should be allowed to marry a kain hedyot. We say, no, she's nivula l'pasala psala. Since her husband was a cholo, she's not allowed to marry a kain. And then you have a woman doesn't observe Taras HaMishpacha, and she's with her husband, so she's in violation of an Issa Kores, and she doesn't become a Zayna, because she's not Nivala L'Pasala. Nivala L'Pasala means that Chalashem Psul on the man. Chalashem Psul, even if it's Beheter, if he's a Chalot, so that's called Nivala L'Pasala. But if the Shem Psul is not on him, she seems to be a Nida, and the both Chayiv Kores, that's not called Nivala L'Pasala. That's the Ram. Allah Marta, that it doesn't depend on whether it's an Issa Bia, it depends whether the man has a Shem Psul or not. So the din is that if a woman is nivala to a guy, she's not allowed to marry a guy. Okay. What if the woman was shvuya? She was held captive in a goyish prison. So if it's an American prison, and they put her in prison because she stole money from the government. So we assume that she was probably not Nivala. They're holding her in prison for Dini Mominus, a white-collar crime. So she's not going to get the death penalty. Not Aliske Nefosh, Aliske Mominus. So then you don't assume that she was raped by the Nochrim. But if she's a Shvi, she's held in prison, they plan to kill her. They're considering killing her. So if it's Aliske Nefosh that they put her in prison, and they have the right to kill her, so then the Tanoim said, when she comes out of prison, and she swears on a stack of Bibles that she was not Nivala to the Goy, no one touched her. So they made a Din Midrabban that we don't believe her. Unless there was another woman, another person in the prison with her, and the other person says, Ein Olam Nemen Al Yidei Atzmai. Sounds like that's a Din Deraisa. Sounds from the Lashon Mishnah earlier in the second parak in Ksubis. It sounds like there's a principle Deraisa. Ein Olam Nemen Al Yidei Atzmai. So here they applied it Benegir to this Din Derabbanan of Shvuyim. On the level of Deraisa, the woman was Becheskas Heter before they put her in the prison. And we don't know whether she was Nivala. We don't know. It's not about Doi. So we should say the woman is Becheskas Heter. And she says she was Loi Nivala. So we should really believe her. And even if she doesn't know whether she, of course she's going to know. Even if she doesn't know, she says she's Becheskas Heter. She should be Muteris. So they made a Chumer Mid Rabbanon that a Shvuya is Asur Elokai. So in this Chumer Mid Rabbanon, so they said, Eilanam Neman Alai Aide Atzma. She's going to say on herself she was Loi Nivalti. She won't be in a menace. If someone else will say, then that other person will be Nema. What if the other person is her own husband? The husband and the wife are both in prison, and they're planning to kill both of them, and then the United States intercedes, and they free them from the Syrian prison. They didn't kill either. So is the husband Nema to say that they didn't touch his wife? He says he was there the whole time. So that's what the Mishnah says, because Ishtai Kigufam Balki Ishtai, so that we apply the principle of Ein Olam Nemen Al Yidei Atzmai. Sounds like as if they're invoking a principle deraisa. That's what the Prinsha says. Where do you find such a din deraisa? Ein Olam Nemen Al Yidei Atzmai. But that's the mashmos of the Mishnah. The Shilti Gibarim says like that, on the side of the ribs. Shilti Gibarim says like that. Like that, Pnei Yeshua, that there's a principle deraisa. Ein Olam Nemen Al Yidei Atzmai. Even when you don't need Shnei Edim Ksherim, when you need two kosher Edim, so of course the Baldover is no good, but it sounds like even in the case of Eid Echad, then it'd be Yisurim. Because by Shvuya L'Koyin, all you need is Eid Echad. You don't need two Edim to say she's Moteris L'Kun. If you have Eid Echad, it's good. But still, the Baldover, she herself is Eina Neman, and the husband is not Neman, because Ishtai Keguf and Balki Ishtai is considered like the Baldover, Ein Olam Nemen Al Yidei Atzmai. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, and the Shilti Gibarim says the same. It sounds like it's a din deraisa, even by Erech and Emisurim, the Baldova wouldn't be believed. That's the Shaila. But a woman says she's a Nida, then a woman says she's Tahira. The whole source of Erech and Emisurim is that when a woman says, the Safra Lo, she was Yamin. Taisa says, Leiding Subas on Dafayim Beis. What's the mocker that Erech and Emisurim? So it says in the Pasuk, the Safra Lo Li Atzma, she counts on her own the Shivanakim. She's the menace to say that the Shivanakim are up. So isn't she the Baldover? That's what Rav Shlomo Eger asks on the side of the big Yerideya. In the beginning of the second Chelek Yerideya, they have all the dinim of Eidecha Nehem and Yisur. Why is it in the beginning of the second Chelek Yerideya? Because in the Sugya in Gittin, it's the beginning of the second Chelek Yerideya has all the dinim of Yayin Nesach. So the Rambam took all the Gemaras and all the Gemaras are out of order. Rama took all the Gemaras and put them in order. And the Tur took all the Ramams and put everything back out of order. He put it back into the order that appears in the Gemara. So since all the halachas of Erech and Emisurim are discussed by Taisus and the Rosh, long Rosh, and the Mordechai, everything is in Gittin in the context of Yayin Esach, so the Shulchan Aruch has all the dinim in Hilchos Yayin Esach. When do you say, when do you not say, Erech and Emisurim? Rav Shlomo Eger has on the side in the Gil Yom HaShoah, in the beginning of the second Chelek Yerideh, by Erech and Nem Visurim, by Yayin Esach, so he asked the Kasha and the Pnei Yeshua, how can he say, Erech and Nem Visurim doesn't apply by the Baldover? The original Pasuk is, V'safo lo liyatzma, isn't she the Baldover? So the answer probably is, she's not the Baldover. Baldover means, I made Kiddushin, I made Gerishin, I took a Neda, I did something, I sold the house, I bought a house. I became a Nida, she becomes a Nida, even if she took a pill that caused her to become a Nida. Even if she scratched herself, she became a Nida Bal Korchacha. You're a Chefetz over here. You didn't make yourself a Nida. That's not called a Baldover. You're talking about yourself. When the woman was nivola to the goy, that's a baldavi. It takes two to tango. She's part, and even if he was ma'anasar, even if the goy, goyish prison guard was ma'anasar, but still, by definition, a ma'isa tashmish is participated in by two people. So the woman is the baldover when you're talking about whether she was nivola to the goy. When you talk the woman became anida, that's not called the baldover. Baldover is the bala ma'isa. Did she participate in the ma'isa? The one to whom it's nageya to all of Kalal Yisrael, whether the woman is a nida or not. Whoever's going to touch her will become tamei. It's nageya to all the men. If a man will have tashmish with her, he'll be chayv koris. It's nageya to all the women. If they touch her, will they become tamei? You can't say, the one to whom it's nageya. It's nageya to everybody. So everybody's a baldover. If everybody's a baldover, then no one's a baldover. So the definition of baldover is the bala maisa. So she's not the bala maisa, and even if she brought it upon herself, by taking a pill that causes her to have a riyas dam, she's not a nida because she brought it upon. She's a nida because she had a riyas dam. She's a nida. So that's the pashtus and the answer. Prei Yeshua with the Shulta Gevorm hold that a baldover, that's a principle deraisa that the Tana was invoking. Ein olam neman al diyatzma sounds like it's a din deraisa, and we're applying that din to the parsha of Shvuya. So the Shvuya lekain is asura, a chumra midirabban mikra din deraisa. The Shvui is Meteris Lekoyim. And the Gemara has the expression, the Chimim Pnei She Miech Bo Bein Dadeh, Me'osa Lo Arabi Halos. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that 10 units of preetzes came down to the world, and 9 units of preetzes were taken by the Arabs. 10 units of speech were given down to the world. The women took 90%. The women took 9 out of 10 units. And 10 units of znus came down to the world, so the Arabs took 9. So that's why he uses the lashon. That's what Tosis says. Chema osolo arabi zed. What the Arab? What did he do? He touched her. Was fooling around with her, but he wasn't mizana with her. So in our Torah, the woman she says that she was not nevelo to the goy. So she's nemenas and she's becheskas heter likoyin. So she's allowed to marry koyin. With the rabbana with machmer that she's not allowed to marry a koyin. So that's really a chumra. So that's why the poshim shot. That's why there's a machlokes hatanaim over here. Does it make sense to say? If the woman was a nishbis, the woman is 20 years old, and she's shvuya in a prison, we say, now she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Okay, chumra midirabban, my loss of biyuchsin. She shouldn't marry a kohen. So because midirabban, she's not allowed to marry a kohen, because midirabban, we're choshish, maybe she was nivolo. So that's why if someone is ma'anis and mafata her, he doesn't have to pay. Well, she's 20 years old, she's a bogeris. No, she's not 20 years old. Gotta go back a little bit. She's 12 years old. She's a naira psula. 12 years old, but she's a shvuya. So because she was nishbis, so we say she was nivola the kind. So badois, is it a suffix? It's not even a suffix. It's not even a suffix. It's a chumer with the rabbanon, even though strictly speaking, it's not even a suffix. So because we're machmer with the rabbanon, my law is a biyuchsin. So we let the chayte niskar. We say the guy doesn't have to pay. Oynes the mefata money. We had the gemara before. We were learning about shchita sheni ruya. Machlek zhatana, where the shchita sheni ruya, shmo shchita, lav shmo shchita. So the ganav shechts tovach umocha, ganav shechts shorba seh, so he pays dalit vehe. What if he shechts in shochat v'nimtzis trefa? It'll be a machlekes hatana. What if he shechet b'shabbos, and shechet b'shabbos is osa b'achila? So the Gemara says, if it's osa b'achila menatar abichan al-sandler, if ma'isa shabbos osa menatar, then you have to discuss the topic of shechita sheinibui. But if shechet b'shabbos is only a knas min the rabbanon, so because of a knas min derabbanan, you're going to say that the ganef is potter from paying dalet ve'ei? No, the knas is lahachmer ala mechavu Shabbos, not lahokel ala ga. You don't say choyte niska. They're the same over here. The pashto should have been. That's where a butetain is. Pashto should have been because of a chumra min derabbanan that the shvuy is not allowed to marry a koyin. So you say it's a suffix. Maybe she was nivola, and she, therefore she's no longer a besula. A suffix besula, and therefore the one who did the einus amifata doesn't have to pay. No, the Torah says einus amifata pays. The Torah says that the shuya is a psula. She's not a bula. We threw in a chumra, my loss of yuchsin. We act as if she's a bula, but not the pata the guy, not the pata the choyte, not the pata. So that's what the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda Omer shvuya she nivdus arehi bigdushasa. The Pashto says he subscribes to the din of Shvuya, but he says it's a chumer with the Rabbana that doesn't, we know it doesn't correspond to reality. So the Gemara says, isn't it the same as what the Tanna Rab Dosa said? Her girl is a Kohenet, so she eats Truma because her father is a Kohen. And then she becomes a Shvuya. So if a girl is a Zayna, if a girl becomes a Zayna, her father is a Kohen, she's a Kohen. If the girl becomes a Zayna, she's not allowed to eat Truma. What if the girl becomes a Shvuya and then they redeem her? So she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. So do you say she's not allowed to eat Truma? So that was the Machloikis HaTanaim. So the Tanna Rab Dosa said, no, that's not right. It's a my laws to be yuchsin. She's not allowed to marry a kohen, but that's as far as it goes. It doesn't go to aser. You don't really say that she was nivul. It's not even a suffix whether she was nivul by the guy. The chumim and the rabbanim, we know, does not correspond to reality. My laws to be yuchsin. So that's what the Gemara says. The Rab Dais and Rab Yudah Amr Davar Echad Amr Rab Yechon Rab Yudah Rab Dais Amr Davar Echad. Namely, that there is a din of shvuyah lekohen, but it's only my laws to be yuchsin. It doesn't even mean that with the rabbanim there's a suffix whether nivul. The Gemara says it's not necessarily the same, because they don't. Rab Dais and Rab Yudah don't necessarily say the same thing, because one can argue the point and say Rab Yudah will agree to Rab Dais. Again, you can say Rab Yudah only says it over here. Could be Rab Dais will agree to Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah won't agree to Rab Dais, because Rab Yudah says over here Shaloi Hei Chayte Niskar. The guy was Ma'anis and Mefatahar. So we should say Medir Rabbanon. We act as if she was Nensa by the guy. So therefore, the fellow doesn't have to pay oynis and mefata. And Atari does pay oynis and mefata. So you don't relieve him from paying because of a chumim and the rabbanon. But it could be the Rab Yudah who says over here, shulei heichati niska. He would agree that she shouldn't eat truma. That's part of the my loss of a yuchsin, that we treat her as if she is a suffolk zayna. That's what the Gemara says. But then you get further in the Gemara, you get the impression that the Gemara understood the Rab Yudah rejects the whole institution of shvuyah. Okay. He holds that they were never made such a gzera de rabbanon. Yeah, what if the shvuya does marry a kohen, which is forbidden mid the rabbanon? Then they have children. So the pashta says that the children will be chalolim mid the rabbanon. They're not going to be chalolim in a Torah, unless the woman says she was nivola to the guy. But if she swears she was nivola, she says she was lo nivola. So the child will be a cholol mid the rabbanon. Yeah. That a cholol is permitted to marry a grusha. Cholol is permitted to be mitamei lemeisim. A cholol is cholol means empty space, vacuum. I mean, a cholol means he's emptied out from kedushas kuna. Should have had kedushas kuna, and we emptied him out. He doesn't have any dinim of a kind. B'di'evid cholol she'avad b'di'evid avadosik sheira. The Gemara in Kiddushin learns that from the pasuk Baruch Hashem chelo afilo cholol neshebo. For all Yorav Tirtze reads it goes on korbanos that are accepted. So the hakrabas hakarbanas that the levim, that the kohanim will be makriv, even though they were halolim, b'di'evid, we didn't know he was a cholom, so b'di'evid it'll be good. Yeah, but over here, that's the shayla. If a person, a shvuya, marries a kohen and she has children, so they're halolim midirabbanan. So you're going to say they're allowed to be metamil mason, they're allowed to marry grushas, they're allowed to marry yours, of course they're not allowed to. It's only a cholol lahachmer, but you can't say he's a cholol lahokil. That was a whole hullabaloo several years ago that one of the Gdoli Hador issued such a psak that because after the war some of the women who were in concentration camp married Kohen. The Rabbanim said after the war they don't have a din of Shvuya because it was against the regulations to the prison guards were not allowed to start up with the girls, and if they would catch them that they were ma'anis of girls, so they would punish them. They would lose their jobs. That's a question. I think there's a movie now, or a novel. There's a novel now that's written by a British author from the perspective of the Nazis. So in this novel, he depicts it as if they were always starting up with the women. So that's a question if that's true. If that was true, then the psak was very questionable. But the Rabbanim, after the war, I don't know, Rav Moshe doesn't have any tshuvas on it that are printed. But the Rabbanim in Europe, after the war, wrote tshuvas that they don't have a din of shvuyah lekohen because they wouldn't have started up with the girls. Let's say a chalutza marries a kohen and have a son. Is a son allowed to marry a chalutza? So some machrenim say, should be, nimon avshach. On the level of the rice, he's a kohen. And on the level of the rights, a chalutz is materis l'kohen. On the level of the rabbanon, that a chalutz is not allowed to marry a kohen. So on the level of the rabbanon, he's a ben chalutz, he's a chalot. So mimonav shach, that's called mimonav shach b'deraisa. On the level of the Raisa, Chalutz Materis, he's a Kohen, but Chalutz Materis Lekohen. On the level of the Rabban, Chalutz Asur Lekohen. So he himself is not a Kohen because he is a Beb Chalutz. So it should have been Mimonasha. The Chalkas Yoyev has a tshuva exactly on this topic. Chalkas Yoyev was sort of a Talmud of the Avni Nezer, but he was also a Polish Eloi, Polish genius. So he has all tshuva, you don't say Mimonasha from the Rabban. But even if you do say Mimon of Shachmid Rabbanim, they do say, that's because Chalutza and Ben Chalutza is on the same level of a Dinder Rabbanim. You're talking about Chalutza, Ben Chalutza. But here you're talking about, you're going to declare the child is a Cholom Midir Rabbanim because the mother was a Shvuya, so therefore he's allowed to marry a Chalutza. No, Chalutza is a real Yisadir Rabbanim. That's Mochomer. You don't say Mimon of Shachmid Rabbanim if one Dinder Rabbanim is on a higher level, one Dinder Rabbanim is on a lower level. That's a Beferish Gemara in Menachas, that if you have tevel, that's all midirabba. If you have some, one bushel is tevel deraisa, one bushel is tevel deraisa. So you can't be mafish from one and the other. That's menachia balapata, menapata balachia. What if they're both chayv midirabbana, but one is a higher level derabbana than the other one? So also the Gemara says you cannot be mafish. That's menapata balachia, menachia balapata. They're just different gears, which dinam derabbana are considered on the same level, which are not on the same level. But over here we know. The Achronim and the Oitzer Aposkim and Ebenezer, they say it like that. That Shvuya Lekoyen is a Chumre Mederabon. Chalutz is an Issa Derabon. Shvuya Lekoyen is a Chumre Derabon. That's the Lashon that he uses. Ma'osolo Arabi Haloz, Chimitem Shemech Labein Dadea, Solomon Akuna. It doesn't correspond to reality, it's just my loss of Yuchsen. So this is considered a lower level than the Rabon.
In Ebenezer, Sivan Zion, Seed Yotel. Stands alone and says, "Koin shabal chalutza, he who blood chalali midrabana." Next seif, "Koin shabal safik zona or safik rusha, harizo safik chalala." Where is the hava? I mean, I could say that even if they are chalala, Rabbi is totally right. But we don't have to go past. We don't have to go to the nosik halim. It says, "Bifirishu shulchan aruch, koin shabal shvuya safik zona."
Safik, not a bad day, it's only a safik.
Harizu safik chalala, other safik chalala. Benotin ala, chumri kibuna, chumri yisra.
Beferish, tov. So beferish emecha, besim and zayin sif.
Chav.
Okay, thank you. It's black and white in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, very good. Okay, fine, stop here. Sunday I won't be able to be here, I'm going to be out of town. When is the Bechina scheduled for? Monday morning. We hope everybody's going to take the Bechina on time. I think the people who mark the Bechina will probably not accept it if you don't give it on time. And then Monday at 12:45, we'll give the regular time, we'll give the Shia, we'll continue left off in the middle of Shvuya. Okay.